Last weekend, an iconic Boise dive bar closed its doors forever after more than 7 decades in business. Turner Sports Fair on State Street is situated in a neighborhood that's seeing rapid change. For Turner's bartender, Tammy Wood, change and growth in her community means she's losing her job, but it also amounts to a new opportunity. Amanda Peacher brings us this profile.
Turner Sports Fair is your typical neighborhood dive bar. There are pool tables, a pinball machine,
12 bar stools, 8 tables.
The faint scent of stale cigarettes clings to the old furniture.
The bar's all marred up from tequila slammers back in the day.
Tammy Wood has tended bar here for 35 years.
Geez, when I first started, there was 2 beer taps, Bud Coors. Now we have like 10.
What are some of your most common orders here?
Screwdrivers, vodka crayons, simple stuff. They don't order no fancy stuff because they ain't getting it.
The joint bar and tackle shop is in a neighborhood seeing big change. An intersection expansion to deal with increasing traffic displaced Smokey Davis, a local meat shop. Upscale restaurants like Vincenzo's Trattoria are moving in among the burger joints and donut shops. A few months ago, Turner's owners put the business on the market. It didn't take long for the property to sell.
I found out about a month ago.
It was a shock to Tammy Wood. Bartending is all she knows.
I can't even imagine anything different. I walked in here when I was 19 and I haven't left yet.
Wood never got her high school diploma. Back then, dropping out of high school wasn't abnormal, and you could still earn a living. And Wood says working at Turner's was its own kind of education. First of all, she learned lots of patience.
Oh, Lord. Hang out a few days. You'll see, honey. You're not fast enough with their drinks. You put the wrong color of straw in it. You didn't give them 2 straws. You forgot the coaster.
She also became a really good listener.
Oh, I hear all kinds of stuff. Yeah, all kinds of things that probably should stay in them walls.
Today, much of our region's high school graduation rate is still below the national average. But the employment market has changed. Most jobs require at least a high school degree. And minimum wage jobs aren't keeping pace with rent, house prices, and the general cost of living. These costs are growing in much of our region, along with the population. It's Saturday afternoon and the bar is packed. It's Turner's last day and Wood's final day of bartending.
Today is a party all day. Food and drink until it's gone. When it's gone, the doors are closed forever.
One of her regulars ambles up to the bar.
I don't know, what do you want?
Wood pours a shot for a guy named Robert Knox. He says she's like a sister. He's been ordering drinks from Wood for more than 20 years.
I don't know how she does it, but she knows everybody's birthday.
Customers come up to Wood to give her goodbye hugs.
I'm not leaving, I'm just hugging you.
Oh, okay.
Wood says what she's going to miss most here are her regulars at the bar. They're her community.
Even the ornery old grumps over here are lovable.
All the goodbyes are hard for Wood, but she also has reason to celebrate. She found another job.
I'm going to a place called Simply LEDs. They assemble LED lights.
Simply LEDs expanded in recent years, which is one reason why she found a job. Idaho, Colorado, and Utah all saw strong economic growth last year, and many of the businesses in those states are feeling the effects. For the first time in Wood's life, her work will pay for her health insurance. So even though her job at Turner's was a victim of change in Boise, her new job also came about because of growth.
Yeah, it will definitely be different. A lot quieter.
She's nervous about her new job, but that's for another day. Tonight, she's focused on saying goodbye to 30 years of customers and community at Turner's. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher in Boise.
Turner.